Image number two was this one of tilling the soil. So one morning I was reading the parable of the sower, and it ends in Mark 4:8 with saying, another seed fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. So I made this realization that I was sowing seed. I think we're all pretty good at sowing. We have the Bible, we have the Bible storybooks, we teach our kids Bible songs, we pray with them. We are sowing the good seed. But it hit me when I read that parable. Now, it's not the main thrust of the parable, but as a young, tired mom, this is what I read. If the soil condition was so critical to the receptivity of the good seed of the gospel, what am I doing to till the soil of my children's hearts? And I pictured, it was stunning to me, the thought of putting all this work, which we Christian moms do, all this work sowing good seed, and then having it bounce off of hard soil that we ourselves had packed down because of our words or our tone or our actions towards our kids. And I know it's possible because I've had friends that have said, I went to church, my parents taught me all the right things, but because of this or this and how their parents acted or how their parents responded to them, they turned them off to the gospel. So we have to be so aware that yes, we're sowing good seed, but are we doing the things that we can to till the soil? So, I mean, you could come up with any number of things on these lists of what could harden and what could till, but those hardening things, right? Harsh speech, being unavailable, impatient, not admitting when we're wrong, not seeking forgiveness, all of the hypocrisy, all of those things packed down the soil. And as I thought of that, I felt discouraged. But then I realized that the tilling things are really limited only by our imagination. It's the obvious things like the gentle words, the grace, the forgiveness, but it's those little things that your children love. It's the notes you write. It's the warming up their towel when they get out of the tub. It's the making them tea in the morning because you know they're a teenager and they're tired and it's hard to get up. So all of these gentle, little, fun, sweet things are showing them God's grace in practical ways and keeping the soil of their hearts soft. So they seem like little things, but those little sturdy tools that we can implement to keep the soil of their hearts soft so that when we do sow the good seed, it's going to be received and then it's going to be fruitful. So another redefining the success, if I don't feel like I accomplished much in a day, if I felt that I kept the soil soft of their hearts, then it was a good day. So
wonderful. I love that. That's really about like connectedness and retaining that connectedness with our child. When we have that connectedness, they're more likely to listen and their hearts will be soft.
Right. So, I mean, there's no limit to things that we can do. Like you think, how can you express God's love to your children? And it's so different for each child, right? So anything that we do like that will begin to keep their soil or keep the soil soft. Because we want to have to live in such a way that our expression of God's love through us is so compelling that there's nothing they would want to do except follow in the same way.